Awareness of breathing meditation. Taking a break now from our usual mode of constant doing and practicing being in this very moment with this baby and this breath, with this life just as it is. It can be helpful when starting to pay attention to the sitting posture itself, finding a position sitting that embodies wakefulness, dignity, and stillness. And if you've given birth and are holding a baby in your arms, ensuring a position that feels awake and secure. The eyes can be open or closed. If the eyes are open, allowing the gaze to rest gently on the floor a few feet in front of you. Noticing sensations of contact between the body and the chair, the feet and the floor, allowing the back to be straight but not rigid, letting the shoulders drop away from the ears, and the head can be balanced on the neck. If there's a baby in your arms, feeling the points of contact between the baby's body and your own. And now coming to know the sensations of breathing at the belly. Noticing how the belly rises on the inhalation and releases on the exhalation. Perhaps bringing a hand to the belly to experience these sensations against the hand. Breathing in and knowing breathing in. Breathing out and knowing breathing out. And it's possible that the sensations of breathing are more noticeable for you at the lungs. If that's the case, just being with the expansion of the ribs on the in-breath and the release on the out-breath. Or perhaps at the nostrils, sensing the cooler air coming into the nostrils and the warmer air leaving the nostrils, having been warmed by the body. Perhaps sensing the air on the skin right above the upper lip. Wherever the breath is most vivid for you, paying attention in that place, as though you could shine a spotlight of awareness right there. And of course, the mind will wander. That's what minds do. So anytime you notice that the mind has wandered into thinking, planning, judging, or story making. That is a moment of mindfulness, of waking up to where the mind is. And in that moment, taking note of where the mind has gone and letting go, gently and kindly bringing the mind back to the sensations of breathing. Not thinking about breathing, but experiencing what it feels like in the body to have the breath come in and the breath go out. And if you're holding a baby, perhaps noticing the baby's breathing, faster than the slower breathing of an older person. And if you're pregnant, and you're noticing sensations of the baby's movement inside the belly, just allowing the attention to go there. Being with the baby. Acknowledging the capacity of a body to grow and nourish another human being within. And then returning to the observation of the breathing sensations. The breath might be fast or slow. It might be choppy or smooth. Not trying to change the breath in any way. Not even trying to relax. Letting go of trying. And just being right here with this breath. However it is. And where is the mind now? Wherever it is no problem. Just noticing. And with friendliness, bringing the mind back to this breath. Each breath unique. And now seeing if it's possible to pay attention for the entire duration of the in-breath. Noticing the beginning of the in-breath. The middle, the end, and being there for the pause in between the in-breath and the out-breath, and then noticing how the body knows all on its own how to let go, sustaining attention through the entire duration of the out-breath. and the mind will wander away 1,000 times. And each time, just bringing the mind back to this very breath, however it is. And if you're holding a baby, to your breath and to the baby's breath. Right here. Right now. And as this awareness of breathing practice comes to a close, acknowledging that by taking the time to inhabit this mode of being in this way, you're cultivating the capacity for stillness, the capacity to make choices about where to put the attention. The capacity for clarity as your life continues to unfold.